the legacy Darwin left us. This is Ken Ham, heading up a ministry that's building a full-size Noah's Ark. I remember going to Westminster Abbey in London to see Charles Darwin's grave. And when I arrived, I learned that he was buried in the floor of the Abbey. There I was looking down at Darwin's grave, and it hit me. Darwin was buried in the foundation of the church. You know, Darwin's legacy is staggering. His ideas have fueled compromise in the church about Genesis. More and more, church leaders are encouraging their congregations to mix evolution and millions of years with the Bible. But you see, the message of Jesus comes from the same book as Genesis chapters 1 to 11. It's all the infallible Word of God. The church must stand on the authority of God's Word to stem the tide of compromise in this generation. Otherwise, it'll only increase in the next.
How can you defend the Bible against secular attacks? Find out at our informative website, answersingenesis.org. You'll be encouraged at answersingenesis.org.